USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving forward on a compromise bill that would raise the federal debt limit. A key procedural vote pushed the measure toward a final vote. The tally was 64 to 36. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned about a government default by the middle of next week without a hike in the debt limit. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, without proof, telling senators a default could be catastrophic for the economy. Jussie Smollett has been found guilty of staging his own hate crime in Chicago. The former Empire actor claimed he was attacked in January 2019 by two men yelling racist and anti-gay remarks wearing MAGA hats. He faces up to 3 years in prison, but most legal experts say it's more likely he will be placed on probation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The nation's top political leaders are remembering the late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole. His body is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. President Biden calling Dole a hero of American democracy. Dole passed away this weekend at the age of 98. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell recalls Dole's wit when the GOP won the majority in the Senate in the 1990s.
Bob described his Senate management challenges with his trademark wit. If I'd known, he said, we were going to win control of the Senate, we'd run better candidates.
A federal appeals court is rejecting former President Trump's attempt to block the release of documents related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The House committee investigating the attack has subpoenaed the records from the archive of Trump's White House. The former president claiming executive privilege, but the court rejected that plea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The coronavirus pandemic is keeping another great fundraiser virtual this year.
Gary Sinise Foundation Snowball Express serves the children and surviving spouses of fallen military heroes. They are committed to support that hold space to honor their fallen heroes while also helping create new memories as they move forward. Mr. Sinise on Fox News Thursday morning says Snowball Express is going virtual again this year.
We prepared this day-long event with lots of things going on. Big opening that actually was shot at Disney. What's so special about Snowball Express is that you have all these Gold Star families from all over the country, and they come together as one big giant family. They all the kids see that they're not alone in what they're going through.
If you can help, GarySiniseFoundation.org. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A woman is suing an Ohio school district after she says her child was forced to eat out of the trash can. She claims her 9-year-old daughter was forced to eat waffles that she had thrown away in front of her peers. The alleged incident happened on November 21st. The suit filed in federal court states the girl got sick from eating the food and suffered significant emotional distress. Two employees involved in the incident have been placed on paid leave. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.